Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Our comprehensive Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist will take the guesswork out of what you'll need to finally get your Airbnb off the ground. You'll have the confidence to do that thing you've always wanted to do. Get started today sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy today. Now on to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
What up, listeners? Welcome to another great episode of Thanks for Visiting. I am one of your co-hosts, Sarah Karakane.
And I am your other co-host, Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. Ah, so excited for today's episode.
It's going to be a good one.
We're going to talk about making you more money.
Yes.
Because as much as we're all about the guest experience and hosting with heart and sharing your space and living your dream,
we are about a profitable business.
We're just two ladies talking about business, making money. So, yeah, and we all know that even in Columbus, Ohio, where we're not necessarily a vacation spot, weekends are still our most profitable times of the week. But what about the weekdays?
Yeah. It's
all is not lost with the weekdays.
It is not. So we're going to dig into that after we do our STR share. And we are highlighting, who are we highlighting this week, Sarah?
The Coconut Casita. So when we say who they are, this is their Instagram handle.
And you can follow them at The Coconut Casita. What a cute name, by the way. Love it. They have a logo. So rad.
They have some fun posts, like one of their posts in their feed. It's a beautiful picture of like, what do you call that? Like a cabana
just a beach
situation?
Scene and like a, what is that?
I don't know. One of those, just two girls from Ohio not knowing what this, but anyway, the beach scene. And in text on the top says, November in Florida. And the bottom says the struggle is real. Yeah. Like, yes, we are officially jealous, you guys. Coconut Casita.
It was good.
Also, there's another one that says, it's a quote, we followed our heart and it took us to the airport.
We might have to steal that one. That one's great. However, we want to highlight some things that they are crushing in their listing. And we think that all of us could take a note out of their listing. So when we were reviewing it, we believe that honesty is the best policy in your listing, and that means highlighting some of the things for accuracy. I know a lot of people, we sleep 6, we sleep 8, we sleep 20. The Coconut Casita does a really good job of one of their rooms, bedrooms. They say, hey, it's a den. We have a day bed with a trundle, and there's an exit from the outside. I love that.
Honestly, I think that's a better way to get 5-star reviews. If a guest already knows they're walking into, they've already signed up for it.
Yep.
So they're about it.
Another great thing is they have a pool and a washer and dryer. But it's at the Coconut Casita owners live on the property. And so that pool and washer and dryer are accessible if you request it. So you got to ask for it.
Right.
And the other amazing thing, besides their 1 acre of botanical gardens, what's up with that? Sarah and I need to come stay. But they have 3 rescue dogs on their property. And I think that's so amazing that they let guests know, like, the fear of dogs is real for some people.
Yes.
So I love that they list that and let them know, hey, These are our personal animals. They will be there in sight. They are not going to have access to your property, but at least making them aware. I just really love that they do that. And there's transparency.
Airbnb will ask you, are there dogs on your property? And I'm all about you checking that off and being honest, but I love how they added it to the copy in their listing. Mm-hmm. Latoya, did you also mention that they share with potential guests how accessible they are?
I did not talk about that. And again, we have an episode about being wheelchair accessible. My lovely co-host Sarah is going to pull up exactly what episode that is. So you can take a listen to it.
That is season 3, episode 9. We have Leanne Lavender on, and she talks about all the fun ways that you can make your Airbnb accessible. And it doesn't mean it has to be unattractive or limit you in any way. Mm-hmm. I think it opens you up.
Absolutely. And so the Coconut Casita, actually one of the only listings I've seen thus far that mentions that they have ramps available for their guests. And last but not least, they are crushing it by including their IG in their listing so people can check it out ahead of time.
Yeah. So good.
Give them some love, the Coconut Casita on Instagram.
Also, thank you, the Coconut Casita, for using our hashtag #STRShareSunday. On your Instagram posts. If you use that hashtag, we are following it. You should follow it too, because actually there's a lot of great listings on there. You mm-hmm. can get some good design and other good host tips. But anyways, we're following it. We are picking people to share on our podcast. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. So get more eyes on your listing. It's also good for your Airbnb juju to have people look up your listing. So this is just all goodness all around. We're all about sharing the love. Use our hashtag. And remember, STR shares stands for short-term rental. No matter what you use, Airbnb, VRBO, HomeAway, we love you. Okay, on to the episode.
All right, this one is probably something a lot of people don't think about in the beginning. Maybe a little location specific, but man, weekends are rocking, but how do I get those weekday occupancy up?
Unless Sarah, you're like located in like Key West, where people are coming down for the whole week, or maybe that's your, maybe you have a minimum stay of a week, right? We don't have that here mm-hmm. in the Midwest. And don't, you know, skip the next episode if you live in a great, amazing beach-like location. I think there are still some good points to take away here.
Absolutely. So first things first, man, let's talk about dynamic pricing. I am like number one case in point, did not know this when I was first on the scene. I charged the same price every night, January 1st through December 31st, Monday through Sunday.
That's because the Thanksgiving podcast wasn't out yet.
Yeah. Sarah's laughing. Yeah. Like, oh, $100 a night, every night. Doesn't matter. And by the way, that's also when I didn't charge a cleaning fee. But anyways, live and learn. And that's why you're listening to podcasts. So when we talk about dynamic pricing, let's change up those weeknight rates. Not to say some weeknights can't be crushing it because you have an event in town, but let's mix it up. So Sarah, how can people work on making sure their Monday through Thursday pricing is where it needs to be?
Well, I'll first share with you all, I use a third party, I guess, application you call it, for my dynamic pricing. Right now I'm using Price Labs. I used to use Beyond Pricing. They both do the same thing. I believe Beyond Pricing takes, 1% of your income. Price Labs might be the same. Anyway, they read what's going on in your town pretty well and pretty accurately to get you the most bang for your buck. And it also helps you strategize. So if you do have an event in town, you can go ahead and make a rule. Now, you can also do this via the Airbnb app.
They'll give you smart pricing also.
Well, you can use a smart pricing product. Mm-hmm. You can also create rules on the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. So you can say, like Annette and I have talked about before, I know this, we're going off topic a little bit, but if you want to create a rule around Thanksgiving and people can only check in the day before and they can only check out the day after so that you're not being bothered on Thanksgiving, but you can also mess with the pricing too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, dynamic pricing, weekday, get competitive. You can also on Airbnb, if you choose to share your stats with your fellow hosts in your area, you also get info from those other hosts who are sharing their stats, right? So if you compare yourself to other one bedroom, one baths down the street and you see that they're charging $75 a night, if you're proactive, you can go ahead and charge 73, mm-hmm. right? So you can get strategic.
And that, my friends, my dynamic pricing comes from me manually changing it with my fingers.
So, which you know, but it's honestly,
still, it's still smart. It's
honestly, still, whether you use smart pricing on, which is the Airbnb mm-hmm. product, or you yeah. use Price Labs, mm-hmm. even with Price Labs, even with a third party, that's all they do is short-term yep. rental pricing. I still go in there every week and make sure
yes.
you feel like you are being competitive, but you're still making the most that you can for what you offer. Just pricing is very important, y'all. Remember, you're a business. Care about the pricing.
Next up, after just making sure your rate is right, let's talk about the people that are already booking those Monday through Thursday. Don't just message them the normal, you know, memorized
canned response.
Canned responses. Oh, you're in town Monday through Thursday? Hey, XYZ guest, are you here for work? Do you come here often?
Do you come here often?
Yeah. What's your sign? anyways, just be aware of the people that are booking your place during the week. Maybe, you know, have a little bit more interaction with them. Try to not be creepy, but get a little more intel on why they're here. Maybe they come here often and you could do some special offers, some special pricing to have them become a regular
guest. And we can also take it a step further. I mentioned this before. When you create your listing, you can have something that the potential guest sees mm-hmm. before they book or right after they book that says, hey, you must agree to this rule, this rule, this rule. And also let us know why you're in town. And it's not just because, you know, we want to be nosy and make sure you're not coming to have an inappropriate gathering. But also, it invites them to tell us what's going on so maybe we can cater, like Annette then said, to future stays.
And also, I've had a lot of repeat guests. It might not be, you know, weekly Monday through Thursday, but they come
once a month.
A quarterly meeting.
Yeah.
They are moving their kids in and out of school. So maybe that's two or three times a year, or there's conventions. It may not be an immediate hit to your bottom line, but hey, oh, if this is a yearly convention, it's every 6 months, please come back. I'd be happy to host you.
I'll extend you a special discount that Absolutely. No other guest would get unless they've been repeat guests. Like,
Absolutely.
Make them feel special.
Yep. No, so that's definitely... Pay attention to those. Not that you shouldn't pay attention to the weekend, but if you're really trying to get those booked, let's dig in a little deeper. Form a relationship with this guest.
Another way to form a relationship mm-hmm. is once they do book and they do stay, have something in your space that gives them the opportunity to leave their email. Mm-hmm. So now we just recorded an episode. It's the last episode prior to this one about why you should keep all bookings on the app. So although you can get their email and send out marketing emails to them essentially, still encourage them, give them the link to your listing so they can book on the app. But you can email them and say, you know, it can be like a group email. So all of your past guests get, you know, an update like, hey, we just updated the bathroom. Mm-hmm. We had this guest stay and they said this about it. Just like be in the front of their mind, because if they're coming back to your town, even if they're not, they might know someone who is, and they can say, you should totally, if you go to Columbus, Ohio, mm-hmm. we have a lot of businesses here. So L Brands, OSU, like a lot of business travelers come here. And if I don't
get you nationwide,
you know, if I don't get you again, or if you don't think you'll be back again, you might have a coworker who
yep.
is. So dropping in their email every so often and saying, hey, and showing your listing off is a great way to then get repeat weekday guests. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Speaking of local businesses, just be aware what is in your area. Who are your friends? Reach out to your personal network. Do you know people that have, you know, that own businesses, that have travelers in town? Are there staffing agencies? Are there recruiters? This is where really think outside of the box. Who do you know?
Real estate agents often cater to investors who are in town looking for other properties. Maybe they want to stay in the neighborhood where you have a listing. So make it a point to create some marketing material, go to the big real estate, they're not headquarters, but, you know, businesses and say, hey, I had a short-term rental. If you have guests coming to town, if you have clients coming to town, if you, whatever know of someone who might need a short-term rental. They want to be in the fabric of the neighborhood. Please keep my short-term rental in mind. Maybe have a pamphlet. They can keep it there at their office.
Yep. Unfortunately, you know, I know we have a huge density of hospitals in our area.
Yeah.
Maybe separate like recovery places, whether it be, you know, drugs, alcohol, someone like rehab facilities. Those are things, reach out to them. There are a lot of people in those situations that would love somewhere like home to stay. The other thing, we're going to talk about a little bit. Maybe you can just have people that use your space during the day.
Right.
Maybe not specifically overnight space. So maybe Monday through Thursday, you could host people at your space for maybe it's a photo shoot or a content creation studio, or maybe it's just like moms wanting to not hang out at their house and go have, you know, a brunch somewhere else, or just, you know, anybody wanting to, a couple, sometimes they want to get away, you know, in their own town. Mm-hmm. So there are multiple things that you can reach out to people. Maybe it's a business meeting. They just want to get outside of their office,
right,
have a kitchen, have somewhere that's a little more like brainstorming, you know, not the office environment. So be creative with, maybe it's not necessarily an overnight stay, but people are always looking for space. Sarah, what are some of the apps that outside of Airbnb, I know they're specific for some of those day usage,
right?
I guess.
There's Peer Space, which isn't, I mean, we have a few listings here in Columbus. It's bigger in like bigger cities.
And that's Peer Space. It's PeerSpace. We'll put it in the show notes, but pay attention to what they're doing at
right.
least, because you can maybe craft, if you're not in a larger city, maybe there's some things in their listing
mm-hmm.
that you could add to your listing to let people know that you're open to some of those daytime.
Drop
events.
Off your marketing materials to photography studios, to
ooh,
like
photographers is big. Reach out to them on the Instagrams and
yeah.
tell them, hey.
Well, not even like individually, but also reach out to like go to like places that have that are, you know, bigger studios. Or like here in Columbus, we have something called Idea Foundry. It's kind mm-hmm. of like a WeWork for creatives.
Mm-hmm.
And they may want to take their product and take it to a different, you know, space to have
uh-huh.
pictures taken. I mean, I know we talked about photography, but just thinking about ways you can get a whole bunch of creatives in one go. And if you leave a pamphlet with maybe your Instagram handle and then your Airbnb listing or your website that will eventually take them to the Airbnb listing, that's a great way just to get more eyes. I think the moral story, and we have another point here, but the moral story is we pay, you know, Airbnb essentially 3% to have our listing on their site. But that does not mean your efforts have to stop there. Again,
mm-hmm.
you're a business.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want to get your property out there and to be the Airbnb in your area.
Just to give some examples, you guys, I have had people do photo shoots for blankets,
mm-hmm.
for plants,
mm-hmm.
for bathroom
candles,
products, headshots, podcast recording.
If you go to
group meetings, I've had people do brainstorming sessions. And so, I probably could go on and on and on, but those are just some things. If you know anybody in your world that does that type of stuff, reach out to them.
Mm-hmm. And that leads us to, we're going to be doing an episode about this in the very near future. So keep your eye out. Obviously, you've obviously already subscribed to Thanks for Visiting, so you know when new episodes are dropping. But we have had a repeat guest on our podcast, Kelly,
yes.
who is kind of our short-term rental marketing guru. And
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk about ways that you can do paid advertising via Instagram and Facebook, about ways to advertise your listing. Yes, it's your dollars going behind it, but know when the advertisement goes out, see if there's an uptick on your bookings. And remember, you can't just do it for a week and expect it to work. You really
mm-hmm.
should be consistent with that advertising money, but it doesn't have to be a lot.
Or another way to get your Monday through Thursday book, email Sarah and I. Maybe we'll go on a road trip and come hang out.
Right? Yes.
Anyways, I think if those are like a big part of what we have done to get those bookings during that time. But be patient. I also want to say that is be extremely patient with it. Those days will book up. Get creative. Be patient. Make sure your space is in line with what other people are doing.
Tell your friends and family about your space, mm-hmm. right? Like, talk about your Airbnb. Talk about it like the business that it is, the baby that it is to you. You put so much into furnishing it and you're listening to podcasts, getting educated. You created an Instagram handle for it. Tell everybody. Go on your own personal Facebook, you know, feed if you're on Facebook and say, hey guys, I have an opening. You know, I have openings this month. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have family traveling into town and you don't want them sleeping on your couch? I mean, talk about it all the time. And just because you tell everyone once you have an Airbnb, don't expect your friends and family to remember, mm-hmm. right? We're all very busy. We all have our own things. You need to talk about it. You need to share it. Maybe schedule it. Every 2 weeks, you share it on your feed, what have you. Like, if you have a family newsletter, I know some families do that where once a month they kind of share what's going on in the family. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, remember, Susie Q has her new Airbnb. If anyone's going to town and knows anyone who is, definitely book it. Just get the word out.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any ideas that we haven't touched upon, please let us know. We always want to learn more. We always want to share more. Make sure to reach out to us at hi@thanksforvisiting.me. That's M-E. Share with Sarah and I. If you have ideas about this specific podcast that we didn't cover, or there's something you want to hear about in the future, or if you want to be a guest on the show.
You just want to say, hey, invite us to your Airbnb.
Yes.
Like we do.
2020, we are hitting the road.
Yes.
We want to share your space, live your dream with you.
Yes.
Podcast live. But that's it for today's show. But we think, don't be scared of those weekdays. Let's get them booked.
Get aggressive. Let us know what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
One more plug for our hashtag STR Share Sunday. Use it on Instagram posts. We are following the hashtag. We will share you on our podcast. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners and subscribers. That's another way to get your weekdays booked, right? Mm-hmm. Collaborate with other Airbnb hosts. Say, hey, I'll share your search and rental on Instagram if you share mine. Like, just think outside the box.
Man, Sarah just came up with something excellent. Talk to your other hosts. I know that if I'm booked, my first reaction, especially if it's someone I really want to help, I reach out to other hosts. Hey, do you have an opening this night? Mm-hmm. Make friends. Make some friends with your other hosts. Create a community of hosts wherever you are.
Yeah.
Help each other out.
Yeah.
All right.
I am Sarah.
I'm Annette. And we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week, guys.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.